Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, we have a little breaking football news that Ethan has just shared with me. Washington State University is set to hire Missouri offensive coordinator Kirby Moore as its next head coach, which I think Mizzou fans would say, that's okay, because we need a new offensive coordinator. Ethan, could I just keep your phone? Is it okay? He handed me his phone.
Sure,
all right. You got anything valuable on there at all? That's interesting because I think that, you know, look, if you talk to, Frank will have a reaction to this here later this hour, but if you talk to Mizzou fans, I've got nothing against Kirby Moore. I don't know how to draw up offensive football plays. I don't know if he was the problem, but what we do know is that there were a lot of complaints about the lack of creativity with the offense, and he got a lot of the blame. Did he deserve the blame?
Don't know.
Not sure, but he did get a head coaching job.
Yeah, I guess Washington.
So, and, you know, Drink, with his extension that he signed, he has, I think he's got at least $1 million more in the pot to pay assistants. So if he goes out and he finds a good OC, they can, you know, they can compete with all these other schools because they have the money to do so. So we'll see. It might have been like a win-win. In other words, you don't have to fire him. He gets a gig. And you know, the other thing about these coordinators, and this is where my level of expertise is limited, even though I'm a fan. You know, he's a rock star last year, right?
Right.
Or the year before that. And this year he sucks. Well, he had different personnel this year, and there were challenges. So I'm not putting it on Kirby Moore, but I do think maybe it's an opportunity for the university as well.
There's a former Michigan coach looking.
Oh, yeah, that's what I've heard.
You know, and I don't think he ever coaches again, but you have to.
I just hope
the guy can stay alive. Look, I think
yes,
that what happened today,
yes.
We'll get back into this for audio cut of the day because I have a bunch of the audio from the courtroom, but the dude freaked out because he felt like his life was going to be ruined because it's kind of ruined. And he seemed like he was a significant threat to himself, even more than the woman. He's got now a protective order where he can't have any contact with her. But the narrative that came out of all of that today in court is sort of what we've heard the last couple of days, is that no one said this. She broke up with him a month ago, and then things got crazy. But it seems like she was trying to call it off.
Yeah.
He didn't want that, and then he was stalking her, and she got so scared and freaked out that she goes to the administration and says, yes, you guys investigated this, and you didn't turn up anything, but it's true, and here's what's happening, and there's threatening messages. So then when he gets fired, he goes to her place and bangs the door down and, you know, starts making threats. It's just, it's an awful situation.
It is an awful situation.
You know, the kids of the coach and the wife, they're humiliated and their lives will change forever, right? The young woman, her life will change forever. It's just, it's really,
it's one
of those
mess.
Stories that you don't really see coming. in college athletics. Let me play this just because I didn't get to it yesterday. I had Ethan pull this late in the day, and I thought that this was pretty effective. Usually on a Friday, I don't do a whole lot outside of the roundtable on some of the politics, but this was Carolyn Leavitt with Caitlin Collins. And, you know, we talk about this issue of media bias all the time. We have Curtis Houck on from Newsbusters, et cetera. I chronicle, I highlight a lot of things for our friends on the left to think about when it comes to the way that stories are presented. But this was Carolyn, who is doing a great job, you know, at that podium during the briefings, when Caitlin Collins from CNN is asking some questions here.
There's a lot more scrutiny on this issue from this press corps than there was. Well, and the previous administration said that too. My predecessor stood up at this podium and she said, inflation doesn't exist. She said the border was secure. And people like you just took her at her word. And that those were two utter lies. Everything I'm telling you is the truth backed by real factual data. And you just don't want to report on it because you want to push untrue narratives about the president.
Yeah, and the topic there was the you know, the inflation numbers and also the border. And it really is incredible. And I don't really think you can blame Carolyn for being frustrated when Caitlin Collins and all the rest of them, they were up there, they let KJP do whatever she wanted to say, blah, 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 no, these are deep fakes, all this stuff, and they never pressed her. You know, nobody was pressing her. Everybody knew it now when the books come out, right? Well, we all knew what was happening, but I do like the way that she's able to, and she's what, she's still only like 28, 29 years old,
Carolyn.
Yeah,
she's remarkably poised.
Right, but I mean, how can you even deny that that happened? Because it did happen, and everything that he does is going to get more scrutiny because he's the big bad orange man, and that seemingly is the game plan for the Democrats. So I saw this study this week. You guys tell me. I'm a little concerned. Fred, you might even be more concerned than I am with these numbers here. This was in the Washington Post. New research, and I'm always a little, you know, iffy on the research from experts, but I'll share this anyway. New research finds that brain development is not linear. There are distinct phases with unique characteristics. So what they say here is that they've discovered, and this is in the journal Nature Communications, in case you haven't gotten your issue this month, the human brain has four turning points where structure changes. Have you seen this story, Fred?
Yeah, I heard about brain spurts.
Yeah, so you were, you know, Fred also serves as the health editor for KMOX. I didn't know if this was a story that you did, but Alex Mosley, who is at Cambridge, says it's easy to fall in this belief there's a good or a bad way for brain to be structured, and that's really not the case. What this study is emphasizing is that the brain is expected to be doing something different at different ages, and the ages are kind of interesting. So what they did is they looked at 4,000 scans from healthy people ages 0 to 90, and they looked at their brains, okay, and they found that four major times occurred when the brain underwent developmental changes. You want to take a stab, Sue, at the ages? Fred might be cheating here. So
Fred, are you cheating?
No, I can't remember.
Four stages in life where we have different phases.
I would say, what, baby to toddler?
No, it's actually nine.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. So then I'll give you the numbers because I don't think it's weird. 9, 32.
What?
These could be lottery numbers, by the way.
I would never have guessed that.
66. Uh-oh, Fred.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting closer to that, too. And 83. Dividing the lifespan into five distinct phases. And one of the neuroscientists says it's yet another example of how the brain and its global interactions change across the lifespan. The message is there is continuous change from birth until old age. It's not as though you suddenly build a brain and it stays the same and it just drops off at old age. It's always changing. And this was very detailed. They talked about how, you know, there's periods in your life, and a lot of this makes sense, you know, even common sense outside of the science. Your brain changes, you know, and it's during childhood from infancy to 9 years old. The brain is very busy. I think that's something I see on a daily basis with my soon-to-be 11-year-old. Then you have adolescence where things turn.
9 to 32 seems like a big gap.
Well, that's what's interesting. So this is what they say. Very, very good pickup, because they talk about adolescence, and they basically say that, and to a certain extent, I get this because, not because I remember how I behaved in my 20s, but I know my kids, and I have a 25-year-old and a 28-year-old, and I still think there's development there, right? Especially with the father down in Houston. So they say that it really, adolescence lasts for two decades, into the early 30s on average. This is when people are most vulnerable to developing a mental health disorder, but it's also a critical time for brain development. So I thought that that was kind of interesting. Then they get into adulthood, which is the longest phase, lasting for more than three decades, from around 32 until 66. That says it's a period of relative stability. I might challenge that right now. And then four is around 66 years old. Fred, I hate to be the bearer here. On average, researchers saw another turning point, this time when the brain seems to become more vulnerable to age-related diseases. But the news isn't all bad for the aging brain, because there is an expected and healthy, typical way for the brain to shift. And, you know, not all of it is bad. Obviously, you're going to get memory loss and some things like that. But then they get into the last stage, which is from 83 onward, which is late aging. And I don't think any of the research on that would surprise you. So I don't know if this really means anything, but they're just trying to understand how those measures of the brain, you know, are related to cognitive ability and processes. And I think that the numbers are sort of interesting there, right?
Wow.
Although that does offer kids up until the age of 32 and say, hey, I'm just an adolescent, right? My brain is still growing.
That's right.
But the brain, you know, the one thing that I learned many, many years ago, because
that could explain all the campus protests.
Huh? The brain development? Well, it's true. But I did learn, you know, I've said this before, and I've never been someone who has closely studied the brain, but man, as someone who has gone through this anxiety and depression, you know, the brain is very powerful. Powerful. And it's, you know, it does things that you can't control. So I'm always very curious about some of the research, because you know, we find all the time that we don't know as much as we even think we do. And again, this is research for now. Then they'll come out with something in 20 years and they'll say, right, no, we were wrong about all that research, right?
That's true. But don't they also say that we don't even use a small percentage of what we are capable of?
Well, I'm an example of that. There's no doubt about that. But
well,
right.
No, we all are, I think.
They do say that, yes.
That we have potential that we just don't even begin to tap into.
And I think it's one of the things that fascinates me, not to be sad about something, but there's this great documentary about Glenn Campbell called Glenn Campbell.
Oh, I like Glenn Campbell.
I will
watch that.
And you see the latter years of Glenn Campbell's life, who had Alzheimer's, and you see these moments where he's playing the guitar and he can remember, because that part of the brain has the memory for all the guitar riffs, right? And he's playing this music just as expertly as he ever has. Brilliant guitar player, right? Brad Paisley,
one
of many
brilliant.
Who were, you know, inspired by Glenn Campbell, outside of being Glenn Campbell, played in, you know, studio musician bands in the 60s on a lot of records, right? But he's in this room where he can play guitar like, you know, he's done his whole life, but he cannot remember his daughter's name. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, it's devastating, but the brain works in very unusual ways. That's an example of it.
Go ahead. Sorry, Fred.
I just did a story yesterday with a WashU professor who did a study about the brain and dementia. And he found that the more body or more muscle building that you do, not like a bodybuilder, but you have to work on your muscle mass, that keeps your brain healthy as you get older. So, you know,
you mean like repetitive things like Campbell playing the same thing would have.
Yeah, I would think so. But I just think more like just, you know, resistance exercise is really good for your brain and your brain health.
You mean, I'm so
what
confused.
What kind of resistance?
You mean like your body muscle mass overall?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay. So there's a relation to that.
There's a relationship.
Yeah. Oh, that's good to know.
Healthy body, lots of muscle.
Yeah, I'm in trouble there too.
Well,
I'm done, man. I think I'm in the last phase already.
It keeps your brain from aging.
That's good to know, though. So keep yourself active. That seems to be key.
Right. I've got another doctor that always says, you know, just don't focus on the aerobic exercise. Focus on muscle, you know, building your muscle strength.
Well, and quite honestly,
and your balance.
We're all in that age group where that's important. Like your early 60s, that's very important, because you're kind of setting the tone for after you're 70. So this is why I need to get to the MAC more and work out.
Well, I've just purchased Jennifer Aniston's workout regime, so soon I will look like her. I'm sure that's coming.
You really have?
Yeah, because I wanted something to do indoors in the winter. Uh-huh. And it's kind of like, it's called P-Volve, so we'll see how it goes.
And we all know that Jen has gotten that body solely doing it all on her own. No nutritionist, no professional trainer, nothing like that.
I don't care that she has to do with it, but that's part of the advertising. But it's supposed to be like Pilates, but also some weights in there, so hopefully we'll see how that goes.
There's been a couple of people that I've met in Hollywood that are even more beautiful than they are on TV, and Jennifer Aniston is one of them. I will tell you that right now. Yes, she is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Paul Hall is coming up on Entertainment. Frank Cusimano with a little preview of the sports weekend. But right now, that is not right. What in the hell am I doing, you guys? That is not correct. That's going to happen in like an hour and a half. So let's fake all that. I've been making a lot of mistakes here. You guys, this is my brain development. See what happens?
Yeah. These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I just want to let you know that you and, this is Mark, you and Ethan missed the Christmas party last night where Fred and I ate cold chicken wings.
We stood alone and ate cold
and,
food.
And made all kinds of AI photos out of, of
they
Fred's
didn't have
family.
Warmers? They didn't have warmer trays or anything like that?
I don't know. They were cold. I don't know. But the fact that
it was good, though.
It was good. Fred got there and got us some food before they took it all away. 2 seconds after I got there, they started wrapping up.
You know, I made plates
for
both of us.
Yes.
Oh, my.
I think everything I picked, Sue didn't eat. I think...
No, I ate some of it. I like the toasted ravs and the veggies.
Okay.
So was nobody there by the time you guys got there?
Oh, no.
Oh, there were people there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there were people there. They just, you know.
I might go to one of those Odyssey parties at one point. What do you think?
Yeah, don't hurt
yourself.
Yeah,
you'll fit in. Yeah. It'll be great.
I haven't been to the holiday one in a long time.
Well,
because they mostly do have it when we're on the air.
Well, they do, and that's part of it, as we get there. And I mean, Fred has to run over and get food for us before we get there.
It was a great setting, though. The Tinsel Tavern in Ballpark Village. It was beautiful.
Oh, that's where it was?
Yeah, it was.
Is that,
really
that place
pretty.
Is new, or is that just for the winter?
I think
winter?
It's a seasonal.
I think it's a pop-up thing.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if pop-up's right. I don't, really don't know
do
what
that
means.
Do you still use tinsel at home, Fred?
No.
Yeah. No. Remember when tinsel was a thing?
Oh, yes. I do, as a kid.
Tinsel was a thing.
And they would give it to me. You know, you could drape it over because you weren't going to electrocute yourself as the kid, that you would do that and then drape it over. And only the bottom of the tree was done, and then your dad would say, oh, for let me get the
this
top.
Sounds familiar.
All right, it is National Poinsettia Day. Do you say poinsettia or poinsettia?
Well, I say poinsettia, but then everyone says it's supposed to be poinsettia.
Well, I say poinsettia with you, Fred. What's
I try
right?
not to say it, but I think I say poinsettia.
Okay. And it's also National Gingerbread House Day. Now, apparently the Chase is the place. The Chase down in the Central West End has a really brilliant gingerbread house village that their bakers did. I really want to see that. Mike has no interest. Anyone? No? Okay.
Oh, no.
I'll try to get a girlfriend to go with
me. Yeah, I would do that. I would go with
would you.
I went to see a really nice one in San Francisco when we were on our vacation.
Oh, now see, that's cool. That's a lot of work.
One. Yeah.
Oh,
can
my
you
gosh.
Take bites out of it as you go through the tour?
I don't know. No, you can't.
Okay. Well, what fun is that?
That's what I think. What? No, I don't want to go and see it and all the work. All right. On this day in history, 126 years ago, when I asked Michael if he wanted to go, he looked slightly panicked, and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to have to ask a girl. Okay. In 1899, Dr. George Grant, this is just so cool, a black dentist from Boston patented the golf tee for Mark Reardon.
Brilliant.
Isn't that brilliant?
Well, first of all, when did they invent golf? That's a good question. That was
oh, I don't know. Go in there.
But man, how could you not have had the golf tee until then?
Right. Now, here's what the... Before that, golfers teed off from a little mound of sand. So he was a genius. All he did was come up with the golf tee, and I hope he made money off of it.
Okay, so this is, like, it began in 15th century Scotland, and
whoa,
the first official rules go back to 1744. So you're telling me from 1744 to 1899, nobody used tees?
Yep, it was little piles of sand,
wow,
little mounds of sand.
Well, I can see that to a certain extent, just because it does lift the ball up. And if
right.
You, yeah.
You don't want to, you know, divot the whole place to nothing. But yeah, so that was 1899, and that was 126 years ago today.
You do have to wonder if he cashed in on that, though, right?
I hope so, because it's not a expensive item, but boy, there's a ton of them.
You need them.
And he's a dentist. Wow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right, and also on this day in history, you'll never believe this, 62 years ago, it's 1963, the fastest-selling record of all time by selling 4 million copies in 6 days came out. All right,
it's got to be something by the Beatles.
1963. No.
No.
It's John Fitzgerald Kennedy, a memorial album.
Whoa.
How about that? It was the fastest selling record
was it
of all
right
time.
After his
it
assassination?
Must have been. But yeah.
What was, like, it wasn't video, so it was
a
record.
I think
record?
It sounds like a spoken
a vinyl
word.
Okay.
A vinyl
but
okay.
That's what
word.
I would guess. And then 51 years ago today in 1974, The Godfather Part II premiered in New York, and it later became the first sequel to ever win a Best Picture Oscar. The third Lord of the Rings movie, Return of the King, is the only other sequel to do that. Mark Reardon, movie man.
I am partial to The Godfather 2 over the original Godfather,
are
but
you
it's
really?
Hard. I am.
I don't think I've seen the second
but it's,
one.
But it's been a while since I've, you know, seen
done
either
it?
Of those movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm partial to all of the Lord of the Rings movies.
That's
you
fair.
Know what's funny, Fred,
that's
is that
fair.
Like when those movies were out, I loved them, right? We
yeah.
were all into them. But I can't, I've thought about going back, but man,
no,
they're so long, right?
Yeah. Long.
Big
yeah.
investments.
Even
yeah.
I've seen them, and I have no desire
lots
to go back.
I don't
lots
really
of fighting.
Either. You know?
Okay, a new poll has asked nearly 13 people if they're mailing out Christmas cards this year. Fred.
Did not.
Oh my gosh, Mark. Oh my gosh. Well, that makes sense. 27%. Well,
did you?
I did. But I have to give out the new address. You know
so
what I mean?
So that's one of the reasons?
You got to do it. Plus, I got the picture of the puppies.
Well, that's true.
I gotta
you,
do
have
that.
A great, you have great pictures to put on your
car. Yeah, so when you have great pictures, in off years, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't remember Sue asking for my address, Fred.
No.
I
said, okay, well, I can look that up online. Another 12%, but only 27% of people said yes. For many years, I went on the responding thing. In other words, if I got one from you, I would then write it and send, which isn't bad. But This year, I'm trying to be proactive. Stay tuned.
Here's
we'll see how that goes.
Okay. We get the Christmas cards, right? And I tear off that little corner with
the address.
And we say that's it, and then we never send them out.
You know, that's why you're not getting one.
I tear off the corner, so we have the address, but we just never do it.
I've taken pictures on my phone. Yeah, that's what you do. All right, Google has shared a list of the top five gifts that we're struggling to wrap. Do either of you wrap what
No, I do.
Thank you, Fred.
Have you ever seen? We did, Fred, you remember this? We did a rapping competition in the studio.
Yes.
I can't rap worth. Dave Klein and I did it. And I cannot wrap a present. I'm just telling you, it's the worst thing that you've ever seen. So my wife's aunt, Auntie Kit, part of her familial responsibilities the night before Christmas.
Familial responsibilities.
It's to wrap my presents that I bought for people. Right. She's got to work hard. She works harder than Santa's elves on Christmas Eve. Let me tell you.
I used to wrap for my dad's. You know, I would sit down and do that.
See, things like that are very frustrating to me because I feel like I'm unable to do it, which maybe if I put a little effort into it or learned, but it just doesn't seem to work out all neat and pretty
like people do. Did you hear the key there? Little effort and learning.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That sounds like too much of an investment.
You can have
Auntie Kit do it.
I'll give you the top two. How to wrap a baseball bat and how to wrap a candle are the ones that are most often Googled. Baseball bat, you're on your own, but just get a bag for the candle. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Dallas Cowboys linebacker Chuck Howley is the only player from a losing team to be named Super Bowl MVP. Super Bowl V, 1971, it was such a mess they called it the Blunder Bowl. The Colts won 16-13. He made two interceptions, so they said, fine, you're the MVP.
That's good NFL trivia.
I like that.
Paul Hall on entertainment, coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to talk a little entertainment as we take you into the weekend with Paul Hall. Here's a movie opening today called Ella McKay.
I'm resigning immediately. You're governor. Congratulations. You really couldn't have gotten this any other way.
Well, that bring it all to a boil.
Any last minute advice?
Don't take Ambien more than 3 nights in a row.
Ooh, that's, I can vouch for that probably. Paul, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Mark. It's one of those weekends at the box office where we're kind of in between. Avatar's just right around the corner. We had Freddie Fazbear 2 out last week dominating. So we kind of got this middle weekend. So they brought us a movie called Ella McKay. And Ella McKay is a movie that feels straight out of like 1985 or 1989.
Wow.
It feels like something that you've seen then. And we've seen it before in just movies like, say, do you remember the movie Dave with Kevin Kline and some
of
the others that just, it goes through a political thing as Ella McKay becomes governor when the governor steps down to join the cabinet. And now she's got all these ideas to kind of take over. Well, then they mishmash a number of stories together with some talented actors. Emma Mackey is Ella McKay.
Okay, now wait, I'm going to stop you there because you just stumbled over the obvious. So the movie is called, tell us the name of the movie.
Ella McKay.
And the star of the movie is?
Emma Mackey.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
by the way, was that Albert Brooks' voice I heard? Is he in it?
James L. Brooks.
Oh, James L. Brooks.
No, that was
Albert Brooks.
Brooks. No, yeah, James L. Brooks is the producer. That was absolutely Albert Brooks.
Because that's who he sounded like.
No,
and
that's
I
who
thought,
it was.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Albert Brooks.
That's hilarious.
Woody Harrelson, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kumail Nanjiani. It's really got a really nice cast. And that's what saves it slightly from being just an awful attempt. It just never takes any kind of stand. So politically, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. She's got bunch of things she needs to pass, and she wants to pass. She's got to fight the party loyalty. It's kind of very milquetoast in that way. There's no real offensive stuff yet. It's cutesy and fun, but you're going to forget it the second you leave the theater.
Well, you mentioned James L. Brooks because he is the producer and the writer here, and he's one of my all-time favorites. He really is. He did, and I don't know if you've ever seen Broadcast News
in
1987.
Yes.
It's a brilliant movie.
Brilliant.
Spanglish was one of my favorites that he did. He did Terms of Endearment, As Good as It Gets. But I don't see James L. Brooks doing a lot of modern-day movies, so this is interesting that he's back behind the director's chair.
Yeah, he did. He both directed and wrote here. It's okay. This movie is just okay. And I really wanted this to be something special for James L. Brooks' sake, for the cast's sake. Instead, it just kind of, fizzles out a little bit.
Well, that happens, unfortunately. All right, what else you got out there? There's a movie called Dust Bunny that's out in theaters.
Dust Bunny's a little weirder. This is one that's not for everyone. It's kind of a grown-up or an older teen fairy tale about a young girl who, well, you've heard the stories from kids all the time about the monsters eating people, that are under their bed, and they come out and they eat people. Well, in this case, you got to wonder, is this real or is it not? And this young girl, played by Sophie Sloan, goes out and sees a neighbor around allegedly also eating people. He happens to be killing people. It's just a weird movie.
Ew,
what is this rated? Oh, this is rated R. I thought this was like going to be a kid's movie.
No. It's kind of like a fairy tale, but in adult format, as if you could imagine something going on where you don't know what's real and what's not. Are there real monsters that are here or not? It's kind of off. It's weird. It's more of a comedy than it is an action film, but the action horror is there. This is only for a small group of people. I found it weird. I thought it was just okay.
So last night I was watching the football game on Amazon. Pretty good game, especially the finish. But I saw an ad. I think it's a Prime show called Merv. And it looked rather, there was a dog involved. So that certainly got my attention. What is Merv about? Because I think that's on Prime this weekend, right?
Yeah, just premiered, I believe it was yesterday on Prime Video. Merv is Zooey Deschanel and Charlie Cox. They're split up. Their dog's going through the breakup as well, and the dog is kind of having some depression because mom and dad are living in different places, and he's got to go back and forth as they try to share the dog. It's a movie about dogs. It's a movie that's kind of warm, heartwarming. Again, though, it kind of just is middling along the way. However, this is something you could sit down with the whole family. It's PG-rated, and truly, it's a movie about the dog, and the dog is cute, and he's fun to watch. The rest of it, the romance, is just there. I liked it, but I can see how you wouldn't.
That's fair.
What else you got for this weekend?
Hey, we've got a new series over on Netflix called Man vs. Baby. If you remember Man vs. Bee a couple years ago with Rowan Atkinson picking on a bee.
I do not.
I don't.
Now, yeah, check out Man vs. Bee. That's over there as well, and this bee kind of follows him all over. That was a great one. It was a lot of short episodes. This has got four whole episodes. It's on Netflix. Rowan Atkinson is a guy who finds a baby left behind, and he's stuck with it over the holidays in England. And this is something that just, I find it funny. I find Rowan Atkinson funny for the most part, and this worked for me. If you're looking for a holiday movie that's different, or a holiday series, Man vs. Baby's out there. Definitely meaning at the end. Wake Up Dead Man, Knives Out Mystery from Glass Onion series from Rian Johnson is now over on Netflix, so you can see that. It was also in theaters a couple weeks ago.
This that is looks good. I like the Knives Out movies, so that
is
one looks
Daniel
good.
Craig still Daniel Craig? Am I saying that right? Sure. He's still in
you
there.
Got it.
Okay.
He is Benoit Blanc. He's trying to solve a mystery that has a cast that's awesome here from top to bottom with Josh Brolin, Glenn Close, Mila Kunis, Jeremy Renner, Kerry Washington. You name it. This is loaded. I love this. If you like the Glass Onion movies, the Knives Out movies, check this out for sure if you didn't get to see it in theaters. And we've got F1, the movie, finally on Apple TV Plus. So for those of you who didn't get out to see it, it's your time now. Taylor Swift over on Disney Plus with a new doc series. And I got one for you, Mark. I pulled this out of the news this week. One of our favorite series from the net last year.
Your Friends and Neighbors.
A season two.
Is that it? Did I guess right?
You got it right. Your Friends and Neighbors season two global debut on Apple TV Plus, but we have to wait till April. Friday, April 3rd, one episode then, and we're going to take it through June 5th. So.
I'm sorry. I thought that was, it's in my top shows of the year.
Wow,
I thought
wow.
It was outstanding. And not everyone, saw it that way, but I really, really liked Your Friends and Neighbors a lot. And, going back to what you said about Taylor Swift, I kind of want to watch that, and maybe I'll watch it with my daughter. It's a docuseries on the Eras Tour. I'm very fascinated by that. What else was I watching? So I just wrapped up It's Her Fault, which a lot of people have been buzzing about. It kept me till the end. I thought it was a little gimmicky, but that was something that's out there in Peacock, and I think they're even rolling it on NBC now because they've had so much attention to it, on Peacock. That's with Dakota Fanning and Sarah Snook, where a child goes missing on a play date, and you're trying to unravel the mystery there. Mm. They do keep you guessing. Here's what I'd say about All Her Fault. Paul, did you watch it?
I have not.
Yeah. It closes very strong, I thought it really ended well. Sometimes these shows don't know exactly how to, get out of their way to finish the storyline. Tell folks where they can find your reviews, Paul Hall.
It's simple. CommonGuy.com. Here's your other tip. What I have been watching, things coming in January to Apple TV Plus include a new season of Shrinking with Harrison Ford and Jason Segel.
I love that show.
Something I love to see. And also a new season of, and I got a page down here because I took it off my thing. I'm sorry.
Been there.
Another one we love from last year, and we had a good time with Hijack with Idris Elba. Season two on that one. They're going on a train. Those are going to premiere, and yeah, I've been sneaking a look ahead.
That one didn't do much for me. I tried.
Even Idris didn't do enough for you?
I watched it. It just kind of was too gimmicky for me, really. Did you ever watch, here's one thing before I let you go, because I didn't see, I was looking, a lot of people are putting out, and when I was a critic, I put my top 10 movie list. It's like federally, you know, mandated that you have to do that as a critic. Paul will do his here in a couple of weeks. So I was looking at some of the LA Times and New York Times, the Washington Post, best picks of the year, and they talked about Chief of War, and I was familiar with Chief of War. This is an Apple TV Plus show that stars Jason Momoa. I was telling you about this yesterday, Sue, because it's about the unification of the Hawaiian Islands from the indigenous perspective. They're all, you know, all these islands are there, but they're run by different leaders. And
that's crazy.
So I started it. It really looked good. But what I didn't realize is it's all in subtitles. So, and I'm fine with that. It's just that when I started it the other night, I didn't have the energy to go through that. But that one really had a lot of buzz when it first came out. Did you ever see Chief of War?
Yeah, no, that it's very, very good. But you do have to go through the subtitles, and that can be a real hang up for some folks. There's a new movie on Netflix called The Left-Handed Girl with subtitles that if you want to see something that's really intense from start to finish, that is one of my favorite films I saw this year. It's just premiered over on, I think it just premiered on Netflix, or it will be premiering within the next week or two. It's just it's something special. And for those of you who don't want to read through them, give yourself a moment. Read. It's okay. We could reading. It's fundamental.
Thank you.
Are you watching Pluribus?
Yeah, that's coming to an end. I have not checked that out yet because
it's the weirdest damn
cheating.
Producer Maris Dave Kleiner going back and forth on this because it is
the weirdest damn.
No. We're both watching it. He's now ahead of me. I was ahead of him last week. Here's the deal. It's a Vince Gilligan show, right? And I love Vince Gilligan. Yeah. A lot of us are loyal to him from The X-Files. And then there's, you know, Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. So this is very bizarre because I don't even know if I can explain the storyline. But 3-4 episodes in, you're like, what the hell is happening here? Where is this taking us? I thought the fourth episode was very good. And there's all these, the other thing is, I'm not smart enough to recognize this, there's little Easter eggs that are planted. For example, did you watch The X-Files, Sue?
I did not.
Okay, so one of the big characters from X-Files was the smoking man, right? So Carol, Ray Seahorn, who was outstanding in Better Call Saul, which I still think was even better than Breaking Bad, she smokes in a scene early on in the first episode or second episode, same brand that the smoking man had. So there's a lot of Vince Gilligan aspects of this, but it's a slow roll and they're going somewhere, I think. But man, it's an investment. I keep saying, what in the hell is this show about? But I keep watching it. Now Dave Klein's ahead of me. So he's like, here's what he said to me. He goes, has Paul watched that weird Pluribus show? It is weird, Paul.
Dig into it just for Dave.
Tell folks where they can find your reviews.
CommonGuy.com.
We'll talk next. Well, Sue, I allegedly have a pickleball match tomorrow against the pickleball champion of St. Louis, Frank Cusimano, who's with us. Is this true? Are you showing up this time? Is what I hear from our friend Jeff Drew.
If elected, I will serve. Yes, I'll be there.
Well, I've played with your wife and your daughter, and they're both very, very good, but I've heard that you're really Hall of Fame level pickleball, Frank. Come on, man.
Frank.
No, I'm okay. Very average.
He's lowering the expectations. We'll find out tomorrow. All right, let's start with some positive news about Brady Cook. You know Brady pretty well. We loved him at the University of Missouri. He gets to start in an NFL game this weekend.
Yeah, it's so cool. In fact, I just got off the phone with his dad about 2 minutes ago. I said, I'm going to do radio with Mark Reardon. He got a little nugget. He goes, yeah. He goes, he didn't even text us. I mean, we knew it was going to come, but I had to find out about it on Twitter that he was going to start. So they're excited. They're headed there right now. Jacksonville has a good defense. And the backup is Adrian Martinez, the guy he beat out and put Martinez, you know, like not on the Jets roster. So they're really beat up. And so I think he's going to play the whole game. And I don't know if you saw last week, but you know, that fourth quarter, they were moving the ball. He had a lot of drops, but he threw for 160 yards. I'm just so excited about it.
I am too, and good for him. And I hope he impresses people and can lock down something in the future of the NFL because he really, really, I think I even have more appreciation for him today than I did a year ago. Now,
right.
A lot of us, you know, we've been talking about drink gets the extension, what's going to happen with the staff. Will Kirby Moore be there as offensive coordinator? Well, that was kind of managed for us by Washington State today, wasn't it?
Yeah, he took the head coaching job there in an area that he's from. And I got to tell you something. I don't think he was terrible, but I don't think anybody at Mizzou is really that disappointed.
Right.
And you're going to get a good guy in this spot because I believe the spot paid him or was going to pay him this year after the raises like $1.6 million. So you have a chance to coach a potential Heisman Trophy running back. You'll have a couple of different quarterbacks to choose from. You play in the SEC, make a lot of money. I think they're going to have some great candidates for the job.
Yeah, I do too. And I think that, you know, to your point, even I think he was making 1.5, 1.6, but Drink's extension also included a lot more money for assistants and staff. So you're right. Are there names out there as a possibility or not yet?
Well, I got to say something. The running backs coach, Curtis Looper, has to get a long look because nobody at Mizzou has done their job better than Curtis Looper in developing running backs and studs. And, you know, from Kevon Lacy to Cody Schrader to now what happened last year with Ahmad Hardy. And he's been at it a long time. I'm not sure, you know, if he's a strong candidate, but I'm sure he has to be looked at and wants the job.
Hey, Frank, Ethan here. Last night, the SEC released their 2026 football schedules. And, of course, the SEC moving from 8 to 9 games in conference next year. And, you know, Mizzou had been one of the more fortunate teams in the SEC the last couple of years, not having nearly as tough of a strength of schedule as some of the other teams. It doesn't look like that's going to be the case next year.
No, it isn't. But I got to tell you something. I looked at the schedule game by game, and again, you start early out of the gates. So, like, if they lose to Texas A&M at home in game 6 and then win the 7th game, which is at home, I think it's against Florida, they got a great chance to be 6-1. But then it gets really tough after that. But, you know, you start really strong, you got some momentum, and maybe your quarterback's playing well. It's not that daunting, okay? They got to make sure they, you know, they beat the 2 dogs in Kansas. And then out of the gates, it's not that difficult.
Well, and we'll see, right?
Texas, Georgia, and Oklahoma, the last 3 of the last 4 weeks is going to be really tough.
It is. But why are we, I guess they just had conflicts and they had to put the schedule together the best they could, but we get A&M again at home, and then we have to go to Arkansas again.
Well, you know, look, you better beat Arkansas if you want to, like, be a 5.
Or did we have them at home this year? I can't remember.
No, they were on the road.
They were on the road. Right, okay. So I was right about that. Yeah, it's just weird because there's some doubling up that I didn't expect.
I think some of the new rivalry games, like now you have the 3 teams that you'll play every year, at least for the next couple of years. I wonder if that had something to do with it as well. Frank, do you know?
Yeah. You know, I'm not positive, but that's probably the case. I will say this. That schedule, though, is far more daunting than what we've just seen from the men's basketball schedule. I mean, Missouri has officially won the Southwestern Athletic Conference. They are the champions of historically black universities. I gotta tell you something. I think it's a nice idea to throw a bone, to give those schools a chance to make $100,000, come to Columbia, play in an SEC school. But there's too many of these games. I mean, they're going to end up playing like 3 good teams non-conference, and they're going to probably end up losing because I don't think they're going to win the bragging rights game. Notre Dame is good, Kansas is good, and Illinois, and they're going to be 10-3 at the end of their non-conference.
I'll take the bragging rights challenge only because, look, you know as well as I do that weird things happen in those games. And I like this team. I think it's got potential. Now, last night they're favored by 20, and they only win by 7 or 8. That was not good. They have things to figure out. But I wouldn't rule out everything just because I think there's talent, and Coach Gates is trying to figure out some of this stuff right now. Frank, what's coming up on the show on Sunday night?
We got some great storytelling coming up. Matty DiMaria is the best female high school soccer player in the country, and she's only a junior. And her family, every one of them, it's like a factory. It's a dynasty. Everybody in their family is unbelievable. We'll tell the story how she got to where she is. And then a couple of amateur golfers, Ellen Porch and Jim Holtgreve, received golfing highest honor this week. We got them together at Belle Reve for a story. It's going to be really cool. And Kellen Thames in studio, hopefully after another Billiken win on Saturday night.
Awesome. I will see you on the pickleball court tomorrow, Frank Cusimano.
It sounds great. All right. Talk soon.
Take care. We're playing a pickle and padel with our friend Jeff Drew. But I have heard really, you know, good things about Frank on the pickleball. I think he's downplaying
his skills.
I've played
against him before.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's really good.
What we usually do is, like, there'll be 4 of us, and I don't know if Monique will be there, his wife, but then we kind of rotate, and you see what the best matchups are, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, because then otherwise it's not as fun.
Exactly. Right. You got to find the balance.
Hey, another quick note real quick. SLU men's soccer playing in the College Cup tonight. They have made it to the Final Four. So with a win, they would be playing in the national championship next week.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, they play North Carolina State tonight.
Where?
7:30. It is in Cary, North Carolina.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we should. That should not have been a footnote. So thanks for pointing that out, Ethan. We'll have... This is one of those things where you ask Ethan, like, if I say the name Johnny Carson, does that mean anything to you?
I mean, he hosted the Tonight Show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Legend. But also, lots of personality issues, you know, alcohol, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a guy who wrote a book about him, interviewed a bunch of people, Mark Malkoff, who's coming up at the top of the hour, and some of the details in here are really kind of crazy. Like, one of them is that Johnny Carson told people that he had hepatitis and made the staff get hepatitis shots, but he was really getting plastic surgery. And I totally believe that.
Oh my gosh.
I totally believe that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.